You know, if you're listening to this right now, you probably think of holiday shopping as this sudden, spontaneous rush.
It's like a blizzard, right?
Yeah, completely unpredictable.
Right. You wake up the day after Thanksgiving, the snow is falling, and suddenly millions of people are just in this absolute frenzy to buy things.
It definitely feels incredibly chaotic from the outside, just, you know, entirely dependent on the mood of the consumer that particular weekend.
And it's strangely comforting for sellers to think of it that way. I mean, it makes success or failure feel like it's just up to the weather. We kind of like things to be out of our hands when the financial stakes are that high.
Oh, absolutely. But when you actually peel back the curtain and look at the data driving the biggest e-commerce players, that blizzard looks entirely man-made.
Yeah, completely engineered, even.
Because today is July 22, 2026. And the absolute truth of the retail industry is that the winners of this year's holiday season, they are deciding their fate right this very second. And that is why today we want to take you inside this highly tactical, incredibly dense 2026 Amazon Q4 strategy playbook that we've been tearing apart. It maps out the exact architecture sellers use to jump from doing like $300,000 a month to clearing $1 million a month during the holidays.
It's a massive leap.
It is. And the mission of this deep dive is to extract that hidden operational gap between those six-figure and seven-figure sellers. Because as this playbook proves, scaling to that level isn't about luck.
No, not at all.
It's not about magically picking a viral product or just, you know, dumping a massive ad budget onto the platform. It is a game of ruthless systems, cash flow mastery, and adapting to the brand new 2026 AI search landscape.
Yeah, the fundamental premise we have to establish up front is a mindset shift. The seven-figure sellers do not treat Q4 as a sales event. They just don't.
Right.
They treat it as a 90-day cash flow operation that begins right now in the middle of summer.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand why the preparation has to start in July, we first have to understand the invisible trap that literally bankrupts sellers in December. The playbook refers to the cash conversion cycle.
Right, it is the silent killer of e-commerce. And it's driven by Amazon's deferred payment schedule, which they call DD plus 7.
DD plus 7.
Yeah. Amazon doesn't just hand a seller cash the moment you, the customer, click buy. They hold those funds. The payout only lands in the seller's bank account 7 days after the estimated delivery date of the last order in a given settlement period.
And estimated is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence.
Oh, a tremendous amount.
Yeah.
Because picture Q4, right? Order volume goes through the roof.
Yeah.
The national shipping networks get completely clogged, which artificially extends those delivery estimates.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Plus, Amazon frequently slaps these holiday reserve holds on seller accounts to cover the inevitable wave of January returns.
So they're holding even more of your money.
Exactly. So all of those variables combine to push cash payouts further and further out. I mean, a seller could do $500,000 in sales in November, feel like absolute royalty on paper, and not see a single physical dollar of that money until mid-December.
Well, at the exact same time, their manufacturing partner in China is banging down the door demanding a 50% cash deposit for the January production run.
Yes. The timing is brutal.
It honestly sounds like running a marathon. But the race organizers only let you drink water a full week after you cross the finish line. You were just going to collapse on the track. So how do the million-dollar sellers survive that cash gap?
Well, what's fascinating here is that they solve the crisis before it ever materializes. By August, they've already lined up inventory financing.
Like getting a loan?
Yeah, securing traditional lines of credit or using e-commerce lenders, like Payability and Wayflyer.
Yeah.
They also sit down with their manufacturers right now to renegotiate payment terms. Instead of paying entirely upfront, they push for 60 or 90-day terms.
Oh, interesting.
The playbook is explicit about this. In Q4, the timing of your cash is infinitely more valuable than negotiating, say, a 2% discount on the raw goods. You prioritize cash liquidity over profit margins every single time.
I want to drill down into a very specific operational detail the source mentions regarding this because it really highlights how automated these businesses are. Top sellers actually tie their advertising pause thresholds to their live bank account balances rather than their advertising dashboards. Why go to that extreme?
To completely eliminate founder panic.
Founder panic, right.
Yeah, in a normal setup, a founder stares at their total advertising cost of sales, you know, their tacos. On Black Friday, ad clicks get extremely expensive. The founder sees costs spiking, panics, and manually pauses their ads.
Which just kills their sales.
It instantly kills their algorithmic momentum. But a seven-figure operation wires their advertising API directly into their cash reserves. The system knows exactly how much cash is required to pay the factory on December 15th.
That's incredibly smart.
It is. If the bank balance dips dangerously close to that floor, the software automatically throttles the ad spend down. The founder isn't sweating over a laptop making emotional decisions, right? Cold, hard math is protecting the business from insolvency.
So you have your cash flow secured and fortified in August, but cash sitting in a bank doesn't generate revenue. You have to, you know, deploy it into physical inventory. Mm-hmm. And the way these massive sellers forecast and physically move their products is completely different from a smaller operation.
Oh, absolutely. A $300,000 seller usually sends one massive ocean freight container in October, crosses their fingers, and just hopes it clears customs.
Which is terrifying.
Very. The million-dollar sellers are shipping in strategic waves starting in July to beat the FBA cutoff dates. FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, has strict deadlines. If you miss the mid-September receiving window for Halloween or the early November window for Black Friday, your products just sit in a trailer in a receiving yard.
While your competitors are actively making sales.
Oh.
The source also highlights a massive 2026 specific variable here, which is tariff timing. Sellers importing goods from overseas are aggressively pulling their Q4 shipments forward into the summer to lock in current freight and tariff rates before any Q3 political adjustments hit.
Yeah, it's a huge factor this year.
If you aren't modeling those pending tariff changes into your landed costs, you're literally flying blind on your actual profit margins.
And forecasting that demand is a science, too. They utilize a three-tier model. They never just look at last year's numbers and tack on 10%.
What do they do instead?
They build a base case, an aggressive case to account for competitors running out of stock, and a sold-out case, which is their absolute floor. Then they place factory orders for 20 to 40% more inventory than that base case predicts.
Wait, hang on. I'm doing the math in my head here. Amazon notoriously jacks up their warehouse storage fees in Q4, right? To discourage people from treating their fulfillment centers like long-term storage units?
Yes, they do.
So why on earth would you intentionally hoard 40% extra inventory? Aren't you just bleeding away your profit margin to pay for warehouse space?
I mean, it looks crazy on a spreadsheet until you factor in the hidden catastrophic cost of a stockout.
Okay, walk me through that.
Let's break down the daily math. To hit a $1 million month, you need about $33,000 in daily revenue. At a $35 average order value, that means you have to physically sell and ship 950 units every single day.
Wow, every day.
Every day. That requires having 35,000 to 40,000 units actually sitting in the warehouse by early November.
Not just on a boat, like ready to be put in a cardboard box?
Ready to ship. Because if you try to save a few thousand dollars on warehouse fees and you run out of stock on November 20th, your product listing goes dark.
Oh, and then you lose your rank?
You instantly lose the organic ranking on Amazon search results that took you 12 months of marketing to build. The financial cost of trying to claw that search ranking back in January through aggressive advertising is vastly more expensive than simply absorbing the penalty of the holiday storage fees.
That makes perfect sense when you put it like that. So you have 40,000 units sitting in an Amazon facility. The strategic question shifts to what those units actually are, and the playbook advocates for completely killing the Hero 6U model, a SKU being a start-keeping unit, basically a distinct product. A lot of sellers live and die by one incredibly popular item, right?
Yeah, they do. But relying on a single Hero 6U is a profound vulnerability. I mean, a single algorithm glitch, a hijacked listing, or even just one viral bad review could destroy your entire quarter.
So how do they fix that?
The top tier mitigates this by running a deeply structured four-tier product portfolio.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Because the psychology behind these four tiers is brilliant. First, you have the anchor SKUs, right? These are your proven bestsellers. They pay the mortgage. But the second tier is what really caught my eye. Gift-ready bundles.
Yes. Virtual bundles and physical multipacks. This is the secret engine for scaling margin.
The best analogy I could think of for these virtual bundles is kind of like a fast food value meal. Like, if you sell a burger on its own, the margins are okay, but there's a lot of competition. But if you bundle the burger, the fries, and a drink together to increase the ticket size, you also create a brand new menu item that competitors aren't bidding on.
It is a perfect analogy.
Like, if you sell a bottle of high-end shampoo for $15, you might pay a $5 ad click just to get a shopper to look at it. The margins are razor thin. But if you bundle the shampoo, the conditioner, and a hair mask together into a single new product for $45, you achieve two things. First, the math gets way better. That same $5 ad click is now generating three times the revenue.
And second, you've created an entirely new AS, a brand new listing on Amazon, which targets highly specific search terms like luxury hair care gift set. Your competitors are viciously outbidding each other for the word shampoo, while you are sitting in uncontested territory collecting high-margin bundle sales.
It's so smart. And then you round out the portfolio with the third and fourth tiers. Impulse price items, you know, the $15 to $25 add-ons people grab when they are trying to hit a free shipping threshold or fill a stocking.
Yep.
And finally, the premium luxury tier. And the source is adamant about this. Absolutely no discounts on the premium tier. You support it with flawless, high-definition video content and position it strictly for buyers who equate price with quality.
And the promotional strategy for the rest of those tiers has to be locked in months ahead of time. Top sellers are submitting their lightning deals and prime exclusive discounts to Amazon in August.
August?
Yeah, you try to organize a sale in late October, Amazon's deal slots are full, and you'll be forced to buy visibility through incredibly expensive pay-per-click ads.
But they purposefully avoid putting those deep lightning deals on their anchor SKUs, right?
It's a very calculated move. They attach heavy discounts to the SKUs, where they hold the deepest inventory reserves and the widest profit margins. They let their absolute bestsellers rely on natural, organic search traffic.
Because if it's already selling well.
Exactly. If you attach a 30% discount to your most popular anchor product, the velocity is so extreme that you might burn through half your Q4 inventory in a six-hour window. You might have a record-breaking sales day, but you'll stock out and ruin the rest of the quarter.
Having a perfectly optimized multi-tier portfolio is great, but none of it matters if the customer can't physically find the listing. And the playbook makes it explicitly clear that in May of 2026, the entire discovery and search process on Amazon fundamentally changed.
It really did. We saw the massive rollout of Alexa for shopping. It completely replaced the older AI systems like Rufus, integrating directly into the core search bar.
Right.
It doesn't require an Echo speaker or a Prime subscription. It is the new default lens through which buyers experience Amazon.
And the interface looks totally different now. I mean, instead of just a list of products, buyers see these AI overviews that curate and summarize the entire category before a single product image even appears.
Which creates a massive hurdle for sellers. Because if a listing's title, bullet points, and description aren't specifically formatted to answer the most common customer questions, the AI will simply ignore the product.
It just bypasses them entirely.
Yep. The seven-figure sellers spent the entire summer rewriting their catalog into strict Q&A formats and explicit benefit statements so the AI can cleanly digest and regurgitate their content to shoppers.
And the AI is also doing these live side-by-side comparisons natively in the search results. Like, a buyer can tap three different espresso machines, and the AI instantly generates a comparison table of features, warranty lengths, and materials.
It's ruthless.
It is. If your listing has weak bullet points, or if you simply forgot to input the physical dimensions of your product into the back end, the AI flags that missing data to the buyer instantly. You will lose a sale to an inferior product simply because their data structure was cleaner.
But perhaps the most disruptive change is the total death of the fake discount.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa for Shopping now services a one-year price history graph to every consumer.
Which is huge. I mean, you can no longer artificially hike your prices by 40% in October just so you can offer a fake Black Friday blowout deal in November.
No, you can't.
The AI sees the historical manipulation, flags it as a poor value to the buyer, and the brand's trust is instantly vaporized.
Exactly.
But let me push back on the content side of this AI integration for a second. If the algorithm is just scraping text to feed into these overviews, shouldn't a smart seller just use an LLM, like ChatGPT, to generate the most keyword-stuffed, verbose listing possible, just overwhelming the AI with data?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture of Amazon's ecosystem, trying to game the AI with generic text is actually a death sentence.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Amazon's internal algorithms have been ruthlessly penalizing generic AI copy and AI-generated hero images all year. What the Alexa for Shopping algorithm actually values is verifiable, structured facts.
Like hard data.
Exactly. It wants to know the exact voltage of the battery, the exact thread count of the sheets. Vague marketing adjectives written by ChatGPT are actively suppressed because the AI cannot use them in a comparative table.
That makes total sense. And because the AI is curating organic results with such a heavy hand, sellers are forced to deploy their advertising budgets with absolute military precision just to guarantee visibility. And frankly, human reaction time is no longer fast enough to compete.
No, it's not. We are firmly in the era of the agentic AI ad war. The top sellers have handed over their campaigns to software tools like Perpetua, PackView, or Atomic.
How do those work?
The mechanism here is incredible. A human ad manager looks at yesterday's sales data and adjusts today's daily budget, right? An agentic AI looks at the conversion rate of a specific search term over a trailing 15-minute window.
15 minutes.
Yes. It realizes a major competitor just ran out of their daily budget on the East Coast, and it instantly microbids to steal their placements while the human competitor is literally eating lunch.
Wow. And the playbook divides this ad war into three very distinct phases. Phase one runs from October 1st to November 15th. This is purely an awareness and data gathering play. Sellers are buying highly visible wish list placements and display ads just to get shoppers to add items to their carts.
Right.
The fascinating part is that their advertising costs actually skyrocket during this window, and they don't care at all.
Because they're buying digital shelf space and pixel data for the real battle, which is phase two. November 15th through Cyber Monday. This is the conversion peak. Top sellers will lift their daily budget caps by two, sometimes three times their normal limits.
That's aggressive.
Very. They run aggressive defensive campaigns to ensure competitors don't show up on their brand's search pages, and they launch conquesting campaigns, bidding heavily on their competitors' names to steal traffic. The AI tools are adjusting those bids dynamically every few minutes based on live conversion data.
Which brings us to phase three, December 1st to December 22nd. Now, logic would dictate that you pull back on ad spend after Cyber Monday, right? I mean, the massive shopping weekend is over, everyone bought their big ticket items. So, shouldn't you throttle down your ad spend to protect your profit margins for the remainder of the year?
See, that logical assumption is exactly why the six-figure sellers stay six-figure sellers.
Yeah.
They slash their budgets to protect the return on ad spend, effectively walking off the battlefield.
Leaving the door wide open.
Wide open. December 1st through the 22nd represents the highest intent gift shopping window of the entire year. These are buyers who added a blender to their cart on Black Friday, got distracted by their kids, and forgot to check out.
I've definitely done that.
Right. Now they are panicking because Christmas is 2 weeks away. The million-dollar sellers use tools like DSP, demand-side platform ads. This means they aren't just advertising on Amazon. If you leave that blender in your cart, DSP allows the seller to follow you to ESPN.com or a cooking blog and show you a targeted ad for that exact blender.
Oh, wow.
It is incredibly effective, highly profitable retargeting, but you have to be willing to spend heavily in December when everyone else is retreating.
So what does this all mean? You can execute the financing perfectly in August. You can have 40,000 units beautifully organized in the warehouse. Your listings are perfectly formatted for the AI, and your agentic ad tools are dominating the search results. You've won the digital war.
Right.
But the playbook comes with a severe warning. A single operational failure when that digital traffic translates into physical reality can sink the entire operation.
Oh, it is the graveyard of the ill-prepared. The most common trap is chasing top-line GMV, gross merchandise value, over actual net margin. Founders love to brag about hitting a big revenue number.
Of course they do.
But doing a $1.2 million Q4 at a 3% net profit is objectively far more dangerous to your business than doing a $700,000 Q4 at a 12% net profit. Top operations optimize strictly for cash generated, not vanity screenshots.
Another trap involves these seemingly innocent cosmetic updates that trigger algorithmic catastrophes.
Yes. Changing a product title, altering a bullet point, or even just swapping your main lifestyle image after November 1st can trigger Amazon's system to completely re-index your product.
Which means what, exactly?
That means your listing gets pulled down from the search results, sometimes for hours, sometimes for days, right in the middle of peak holiday traffic. Successful sellers put a total freeze on their listings in October. No one touches the back end.
We also have to talk about customer service, because the physical reality of shipping thousands of items a day means returns jump by 20 to 30% in December. The playbook warns that if you don't staff up your customer service team by a factor of three, you will miss Amazon's strict 24-hour response window.
And the penalty for missing that window is severe. Amazon will ruin your seller metrics and actively remove your access to the buy box.
The buy box being that literal add to cart button on the right side of the screen that drives roughly 90% of all sales. If you lose that, your listing is basically dead.
Exactly. Which is why the founder cannot be answering customer emails in December. They need a dedicated Q4 operations manager relying on strictly documented standard operating procedures. A temporary hire should be able to look at a flowchart, identify a return request, and process the refund without ever bothering leadership.
The final operational trap they highlight is launching new products in October. I think this is my favorite insight because of how obvious it seems in retrospect. Launching a brand new SKU right before Black Friday. It's like deciding to open a brand new restaurant on Valentine's Day.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. It is the busiest night of the year, your kitchen has absolutely no rhythm, the waitstaff doesn't know the menu, and you are just begging for catastrophic reviews.
It is the absolute worst environment to test a hypothesis. A newly launched product has no customer reviews, no organic ranking history, and most importantly, no historical conversion data for the... You will burn through cash trying to force visibility. The professionals save all their new product launches for the quiet months, like February. Q4 is strictly reserved for executing on what has already proven to work.
Synthesizing everything we have pulled from this 2026 strategy document, the chasm between a brand struggling to break $300,000 and a brand commanding $1 million a month isn't bridged by a secret growth hack or a viral TikTok video.
No, it is a complex math equation solved by rigorous, unsexy systems built months in advance. It requires deeply understanding the mechanics of the DD plus 7 cash trap, securing the necessary inventory depth, and executing a cold, calculated advertising strategy.
And whether you're selling physical goods on a massive marketplace, managing a remote engineering team, or launching a massive corporate initiative, the core takeaway is entirely universal. When you stop treating your busy season as a chaotic, unpredictable weather event and start treating it as a highly structured cash flow and systems operation, you change the entire trajectory of your business. You build the tracks in the summer so the train can run at top speed in the winter.
Well said.
But I want to leave you with one final, slightly provocative thought to mull over, building on the technology we've explored today. The playbook mentions that the new Alexa for Shopping AI features scheduled actions. This means a buyer can now tell their AI assistant, hey, monitor this specific espresso machine and buy it for me automatically if the price ever drops below $150. We also have off-Amazon Buy For Me agents scouring the web for deals on behalf of consumers.
Yeah, the automation is getting intense.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the screen, sellers have handed their pricing and bidding strategies over to agentic AI tools like Perpetua, which are adjusting prices dynamically every few minutes. So are we rapidly approaching a future where Q4 isn't about humans marketing to other humans at all? Are we entering an economy where a seller's AI bot is just negotiating directly with a buyer's AI bot in milliseconds to clear inventory?
Entirely possible.
And if that is our new reality, what does building a brand even mean in that ecosystem?
That raises an important question that every founder is going to have to answer over the next few years.
It really does. So the next time you wake up the day after Thanksgiving, look at your phone and see that massive flurry of holiday sales. Remember, it's not a blizzard. It's not the weather. It is just millions of invisible lines of code executing a flawless operation that was planned in July.